I'm first, before Alan pulls out the cane to pull me off the stage, I'm going to say an unauthorized thing, which is I'm also teaching in the Architecture and Planning College next term, a class on urban public spaces that if you're interested in urban policy, you might want to come talk to me about. But why I am here today is to talk about the criminal justice policy class I'm teaching in the fall, SPP 692, thinking about crime, and I haven't taught it in a while, and I'm excited to do so again in the fall. The class is basically divided in two parts. We first kind of develop a framework for evaluating and designing criminal justice policies and practices. That means learning some of the moral and legal standards that are relevant to the evaluation of various criminal justice institutions, learn some of the social science findings about how those various criminal justice institutions operate and the general strategies that they rely on, and then finally look at some of the historical evolution of the criminal justice system over the last half century or so to try to understand how and why we ended up where we have today, for better or worse. And so the goal of all that is to refine our sense of the mission and role of the various criminal justice institutions, mainly the prisons, the courts, and the police, but a few miscellaneous institutions as well. And then with that framework, that understanding in hand, we turn to questions of reform, looking at some of the major problems that the main criminal justice institutions are struggling with today, and some of the leading ideas in good currency about how we might respond to those problems, how we might deal with those problems. Looking at issues like mass incarceration and recent policy strategies for reversing it, looking at alternatives to incarceration, including community corrections, mandated drug treatment, restorative justice, those sorts of things. Looking at the role of the local police and the courts in dealing with urban drug problems, looking at pretrial detention, the public defense function, and a couple other things as well. So we look at a wide range of current policy debates around criminal justice. Who might take such a class? If you're interested in criminal justice policy, obviously this is a class tailor-made for you. People who are interested in working in state government, given that the corrections department is often one of the bigger budget items in the state budget, might find it beneficial to know a little bit more about the criminal justice system and how it works, especially today when the corrections budget is often in flux in various states. People interested in local government, the same argument for the role of the police departments in the local government decision making. And then finally, those of you who are interested in social welfare policy might often find that issues of crime and public safety are bound up with a lot of social welfare policy questions. So we do a lot of reading in the class. We do a lot of discussing of the reading. We do some policy memos. We do a final project that gives you an opportunity to explore in more depth a topic that is particularly interesting to you in the general ambit of criminal justice policy. So come take it. It'll be fun.